Chris, I've got a question for you. It's from Abby, and she says, what happens in your mouth when you use a straw, and how come you can still breathe?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we all just take for granted, isn't it? You put a straw in and suck up a drink or something. But what's actually happening? Well, the answer is that by changing the shape of your mouth, you're actually getting the atmosphere to do the work for you. So what you do, when the straw goes into your mouth, you close your lips around the straw, which seals off the outside world from the inside of your mouth. And you then change the shape of the inside of your mouth by lowering your tongue or drawing it towards the back of your mouth. And this is a bit like pulling the plunger out of a syringe. So you increase the volume inside your mouth, which means the pressure goes down, and it goes down so that the outside world has a higher pressure than the pressure in your mouth, and that pushes on the drink surface, pushing the drink up the straw and into your mouth. And the reason you can still breathe is because actually you're not breathing through your mouth, you're breathing through your nose, and the nasopharynx connects back into your throat, and that's not where this volume change is going on, because you've sealed off the back of your mouth with the back of your tongue, so you've got this closed cavity that you take the drink into, and then you push it down your throat in order to be able to swallow. So that's basically how a straw works. And it's not too dissimilar, really, to when you're getting oil out the ground, because when you've got an oil well, unless it's under high pressure, what you're doing is pumping something down into the well to push down on the oil and push it up above it, so the oil then gets displaced back up towards the surface. So that's how it works.